哈利路亚！奉主圣名，继续我们下午的学习。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin continue our afternoon's learning.
我们下午要继续以诗篇的112篇来看义人，你是何等的蒙福。
We will look at again, through Psalm 112, how the righteous one will be blessed.
人都有寻求幸福人生的本能。
As a human beings, we all would like to tend to seek for the happiness.
所以我们努力的工作。
So we work hard.
我们不断的累积。
We accumulate.
我们希望能够建立美好的环境。
We would like to build a wonderful environment.
所以我们很多人离乡背井来到一个陌生的国家。
So many of us depart from our hometown and come to us a new country.
我们一个礼拜我们每一天上班非常长的时间。
We work hard and for long working hours every day.
就是希望说能够拥有一个幸福快乐的生活。
That is to pursue our happiness.
来到美国才知道原来这个生活是非常的不容易。
After we come to the United States, we realize that life is hard.
很多人都以为美国是天堂啊。
Many people thought that America is a Heaven.
到处都有钱可以捡哦。
You can pick up the monies everywhere.
我在非洲的时候
When I was in Africa.
有一个朋友跟我说。
There's a friend who told me.
他说你要是能够让我去美国。
If you can let me go to United States.
我就跟你去信耶稣。
I will follow you to believe in Christ.
我说你去美国干什么？
I asked him, why do you go to United States?
他说美国很好耶。
He said, it's good in America.
美国生活很快乐的。
The life in America is wonderful.
美国到处都有钱可以捡耶。
You can pick up money everywhere in the United States.
我想说你是去哪一个美国啊？这个美国我没有看过啊。
I was wondering which America are you talking about? I've never seen it.
很多人都以为来到美国就是幸福的。这个天堂啊。
Many people thought that if you come to United States, that's the beginning of the heaven.
但是我们自己有来到美国，来到纽约的就知道啦。
But as we all came here, we knew.
其实美国真的很辛苦啊。
It is really hard to live here.
尤其在纽约特别的辛苦啊。
Especially in New York.
所以我们还没有来以前啊。
So before we come to the United States.
我们都很想来，因为想说这里很美好。
We all wanted to come here because we thought it's wonderful here.
我们来了以后才发觉被骗啊。
After we came here, we thought we were scammed.
赶快打电话回家里说不要来啊，不要来啊。
So we called back hometown and told our family, do not come here.
有没有人相信你们啊？
Anybody believed you?
没有啊，没有来的都不相信你啊。
None, those people who never came, they won't believe you.
你自己到天堂，你就不要叫我们去啊。
So, you went to heaven, so you told us not to go.
你怕我们去抢了你的工作是不是？
You thought, you're afraid that we came to take over your jobs?
结果他们不相信，来了才发觉原来就是噩梦的开始啊。
So they don't believe it, and after they came, they realized that's the nightmare's the beginning.
所以什么叫做天堂？
So what is the heaven?
什么叫做幸福的人生？
What is a happiness?
是在这里吗？是在纽约吗？
Is it here? Is it in New York?
其实没有，你发觉说美国的生活，纽约的生活真的是辛苦哦。
No, it's not really true because the life here in New York is rough, it's hard.
所以有一次我打电话给 Norbert 啊。
So one time, I called brother Norbert.
我说Norbert, 有事情找他。
I have something to look for him.
他说我回家再打电话给你啊。
He said, I'll give you a call when I go back home.
我想说已经快11点了，你还没有回家。
He said, oh, it's almost 11, you're not home yet.
是不是又跑出去溜达啦？
He said, are you going out and play around?
他说我刚下班，还没有到家。
He said, I just got off work, I have not come home yet.
我说搞什么，已经快11点啦。
He said, are you kidding me? It's almost 11.
他说什么巴士会在半路嘛，对不对？
because there was the transportation problem.
什么下外面下大雪，巴士不开啦。
It was snowing really hard, and the bus has the problem.
他说巴士过不去，叫他们下车自己走路回家。
Said the bus has the problem, so they have to walk home.
我那次印象很深啊。
So I was so impressed.
我想说，哇，这个人，这个在纽约生活真的是很辛苦啊。
Said it's really hard and tough to live in New York.
他说呀，我们今天都在追求一个幸福快乐的人生。
So today we all looking pursue a happiness.
但是我们发觉说人生的幸福常常不是在这些拥有或累积啊。
So all the, we realize that the happiness is not accumulate in all those fortune.
你得到的你不见得快乐。
once you gain, you're not really happy about it.
反而有时候啊，拥有越多，生活更加的忧愁。
Sometimes if you own more and you worry more.
所以我们要看清楚神所要赐给我们的福气到底是什么。
So we should really look into and clearly what is the blessing that God gave us.
什么是值得感谢的？
What is something we should be thankful?
什么叫做真正的福气？
What is the true blessing?
我们来看，我们看回来112篇哦。
Let's turn back.To Psalm 112.
诗篇一百一十二篇的第一节啊。
Psalm 112 verse 1.
第一节这里说，你们要赞美神，敬畏神，喜爱他的命令，这人便是有福。
Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who finds great delight in his commands.
在这里讲说，一个人啊，要真正得到福气啊。
We talked about the man who really needs to gain the blessing.
在这里讲说，我们早上有讲到哦。
This morning we mentioned.
到底人生值得拥有的福气在哪里？
What is the true blessing that a man should gain?
很多时候啊，很多人都觉得自己人生没有福气啊。
Many people thought we lack of blessings.
没有啊，信耶稣没有福气啊。
No, not really. Believe in Christ, we don't have any blessing.
没有啊，生活还是非常辛苦啊。
No, we're still living a very hard life.
从圣经里面你要去看，你到底有没有福气？
From the Bibles, you should look at if you really have the blessings.
从圣经里面要看神所赐你的福气到底在哪里？
We should look from the Bible what is the true blessing that God gave us.
你就会认识到说不是你没有福气。
You will understand that it's not you don't have the blessing.
不是神没有祝福你。
It's not that you are not blessed.
只是神给你的福气你没有看见。
It is the blessing that God gave you you didn't realize.
你以为的福气神没有给你。
The blessing that you thought about is that God did not give you.
所以从圣经里看神爱你给你的福气是什么？
So what is the true blessing thatGod loved you and gave you.
第一个第二节说你的后裔要蒙福啊。
In verse 2, your children will be a might in the land.
所以啊，第一个福气在于你的子孙生命当中有神看顾。
So the first blessing that God gave us is that your descendant will be looked after God.
使得他们不管人在哪里都有神的恩典与他同在。
So no matter everywhere they are, they will be blessed by God.
有的父母亲啊，整天非常担心啊。
Many parents are worried.
我的孩子啊，书读得好不好？
My kids, are they doing good at school?
我的孩子啊，能不能上最好的学校？
Can they enter to the best college?
我的孩子啊，以后能不能找到最好的工作？
Can they find the best job in the world?
我的孩子啊，能不能找到一个建立一个最好的家庭？
Can they build a wonderful, most great family?
所以啊，有的父母亲啊，自己七老八十的，还是整天在担心孩子啊。
So many parents, when they grew until 70, 80 years old, they still worry about their kids.
我那天遇到一个教会一个弟兄哦。
I met one of the church brother.
他跟我摇摇头，他说他妈妈他说他已经五十岁了，他妈妈还是非常担心他。
He was shaking his head, and because he is almost 50, and his mom still worry about him.
说有一次啊，他妈妈跟他的太太吵架。
He said one time
不是吵架，就是不高兴啊。
So one time his mother had it has something to do with his wife.
为什么不高兴？
Why?
他说有一天他妈妈半夜跑到他房间啊。
Because one time his mom went into his room in the middle of the night.
帮他盖被子啊。
Was helping him to tuckle him up.
很不高兴就说啊，你就跟他的媳妇说啊。
And she tells his wife.
说啊，我儿子感冒怎么办啊？
What if my son, you know, catch a cold?
拜托啊，那个弟兄说我已经五十了。
The brother say, I'm almost 50 years old.
我妈妈还进来帮我盖被子，怕我感冒啊。
My mom still tucking me in and wonder if I can catch the cold.
有时候啊，父母亲啊，对孩子就是这样啊。
Sometimes the parents always like that.
永远都有常常有很多的担心。
They always worry.
但是啊，我们发觉啊，很多时候孩子会发生什么事你控制不了啊。
But sometimes we realize what happened to the kids you cannot control.
你在他在家里，你还可以看着他。
Maybe if you can control them while they stay at home.
他一离开家里去学校，你能管得到他吗？
Once they left home, they went to school. Can you control over them?
但是在这里告诉我们说，人生第一福说你的孩子生命中有神。
But here the first blessing mentioned that the life of your kids, they have God in there.
所以啊，虽然他不在你的身边。
So it's even though they are not around you.
但是你知道神常与他同在。
But you know that God will be with them.
担心多少还是会有一点。
Maybe sometimes you do worry.
但是你知道说有神在看顾他。
But you will understand that God will look over them.
所以这个叫第一福，就是子孙有信仰。
So this is the first blessing is that your descendants, they have faith.
有神常看顾啊。
They have God look over them.
第二福 第三节这里讲啊。
The second in verse 3.
就是你家中有足够所用的。
The second blessing is that you always have enough in your home.
你家里所拥有的够你使用。
Whatever in your house is sufficient for you.
能够使你在吃喝当中享受神所赐给你的一切。
So in eating, in drinking, you can enjoy whatever God given you.
哦，在传道书里面告诉我们。
In the Ecclesiastes.
啊，是那个主耶稣，传道书里面神对我们说，哈。
God told us.
他说啊，什么叫做人生的征服
？What is the true blessing?
就是你能够吃喝享用你劳碌所得来的一切啊。
Is that you can eat and drink and enjoy whatever you labor for?
你能够吃喝，这就是一种福气。
You can drink and eat, that's a blessing.
有人啊，不能吃，不能喝，只能看啊。
A lot of people they cannot drink and eat, they can only see.
哦，我那天遇到一个妈妈哦。
I met one of the mom.
啊，有那个妈妈告诉我，那个在安息日在吃饭的时候啊。
During the Sabbath meal.
啊，那个妈妈啊，就倒着一杯白水，配着一片干面包在吃啊。
The mom would pour a cup of water and with a toast.
啊，我就想说，啊，奇怪，我们这边在吃爱餐啊，什么有鸡翅膀、鸡腿都有哦。
I was wondering, our love meal we have a fried chicken.
啊，我想说奇怪，这个妈妈怎么不跟我们一起吃啊
？Why this mom they don't eat with us？
哦，后来我才问她，我说，啊，一起来吃饭啊。
So I asked her, why don't you come and eat with us？
她说不行哎。
She said no.
啊，为什么不行
？Why is that？
她说从她生了小孩以后哦。
She said after she gave the birth.
她对大部分的食物全部过敏啊。
She started to have a allergy reaction towards all kinds of food.
啊，不能有任何的 protein 那种奶类的制品，全部不可以。
No protein and no deli.
啊，通通不可以吃啊，所以她就是每天就是喝水吃面包啊。
So every day she can only drink and eat is the water and toast.
她说已经16年了。
She said it has been 16 years.
啊，我在想说，哇，那真的是很辛苦哎。
I thought that was really tough.
如果今天让你啊，只能够喝水哈，只能吃面包哦。你人生真的过得很苦啊。
If today you can only drink a water and eat a toast, that your life is really tough.
所以我们今天能够好好享用吃喝，这是一个恩典，你要感谢啊。
So today we can drink and eat, this is truly a blessing.
啊，因为神使你能够吃喝快乐。
Because God can allow you to eat and drink and enjoy.
啊，所以什么叫做真正的福气
？What is a true blessing?
就是在劳碌之后能够安心享用。
Is that after you labor so much, you can enjoy what you labor for.
传道书特别讲说是你劳碌所得来的哦。
Ecclesiastes tells you that it's what you labor for.
为什么要特别讲这个
？Why he mentioned that?
因为有时候你所拥有的财富不能够让你享乐啊。
Because sometimes you cannot enjoy what you labor for.
有时候你拥有很多财富反而整天提心吊胆的。
Sometimes because you own so much, you are still worried too much.
因为有时候这些财富不是你劳碌得来的。
Because these fortune are not labor.From you.
有时候是用一些不好的手段得来的。
Maybe through some not a righteous way to gain those things.
哦，所以虽然拥有财富
，so even though you own so much，
但是整天提心吊胆啊。
But you worry so much.
啊，人家给你敲敲门，哦，哇，是不是警察来了
？Somebody knock on your door, you thought it might be the policeman.
啊，其实是非常害怕的，活得里面没有平安啊。
You're really, really worried about it, and there's no peace.
啊，所以箴言里面告诉我们哦。
So in the Proverbs,
他说啊，神所赐你的福是不会加上忧虑的。
The blessing that God gave you, it won't have the worry in it.
哦，所以能够安稳平安吃喝，你劳碌所得来的。
So if you can peacefully eat and drink, enjoy what you labor for.
并且拥有一个跟你相处很好的家庭。
And you will have a wonderful family.
啊，这就是神所赐人的福啊
！This is the blessing that God gave us。
哦，所以啊，我们今天要追求的啊，我们今天要看清楚人生到底怎么样才会快乐。
So we should truly try to see clearly what is the true happiness。
到底什么才是有价值的追求
？What is a valuable pursuit？
啊，这个才是你寻找到幸福人生的开始。
This is the beginning how we can pursue a happiness。
家庭一定要顾好。
Our family has to be harmonious。
拥有财富却缺乏家庭的温暖。
If you have all the fortune, but you don't have a warming family,
只是一场人生的噩梦。
It is going to be a nightmare.
啊，我以前上班的时候，
when I used to work,
啊，我有我。 我有一个同事啊。
I have a coworker.
啊，很会赚钱，非常非常会赚钱。
He is very able to earn money.
啊，但是啊，从来不回家。
But he never go back home.
啊，为什么从来不回家呢
？Why？
因为工作太忙。
Because he's too busy at work.
因为老婆太会花钱。
Because his wife is really good at spending money.
啊，有一次啊，我跟他们家一起出去哦。
One time I went out with their family.
啊，我去帮他带小孩了。
I actually look over their kids.
他老婆说要请我帮他带小孩带四个小时。So, 大概三四个小时哦。
The wife asked me to look over the kids for 3-4 hours.
啊，带一带就过了下午，他太太就回来了。
And after that, his wife came back.
他说那一个下午他就花了大概快$50,000.
He said, only that afternoon she spent about $50,000.
是什么毛病啊
？I was, what is your problem?
啊，但是啊，他太太就是这样拼命花钱。
But his wife is, spend.Like there is no tomorrow.
啊，他先生就是拼命赚钱。
And her husband keeps earning money.
啊，我就在跟他先生在聊天啊。
I was chatting with my coworker.
他说哇，我太太很会花，所以我一定要拼命工作才可以让他够用啊。
He said my wife likes to spend, so I have to work very hard.
啊，我就跟他太太聊天啊。
I chat with the wife.
他太太说，我先生从来不回家。
She said, my husband never come back home.
我要花钱花到他痛，他就会回来了。
So I have to spend, when he aware of it, then he will be back.
我跟他们讲说，你们这对夫妻有毛病啊。
I told them you have a big problem in your family.
太太不是为了花钱，她只是希望哈，我花钱让先生受不了，他就会回来啊。
It's not truly the wife loved to spend the money because she thought that after she spent so much money, her husband will come back home.
啊，结果非常有钱，但是家里跟噩梦一样啊。
So they are really, really wealthy.The family, but it's like a nightmare.
所以啊，这里告诉我们哦。
So here it tells us.
说你家中如果有资财，有够用啊。
You just have a sufficient amount of money.
能够让你享受你的人生。
For you to enjoy your life.
你就是一个幸福的人。
You are a happy people.
啊，第三，这里告诉我们啊。
Number three.
他说正直人在黑暗中有光显现啊。
The righteousness, they have the light in the darkness.
哦，所以虽然人生有黑暗。
Even though there are shadows in our life,
啊，但是因为你是神眼中的正直人
，because we are the righteous one in the eyes of God,
所以神永远为你开一条路，给你一个亮光
，so God can open a path for us and give us light.
啊，其他人可能其他人是走投无路啦
，maybe other people they have no way to go.
可能其他人失去盼望啦
，maybe they lost their hope.
但是因为你有神在你的生命里面
，because of we have God in our life,
所以你从来不失去盼望
，then we never lost your our hope.
啊，即使走投无路
，even though there's no way to go.
好像人生遇到一个死巷子，你过不去啦。
It looks like we went into a dead end.
哦，对人来说前面没有路了。
To other people, there's no other road.
但是对你来说，上面永远有一条路啊。
But to us, there is a road, a way up there.
哦，所以从来不绝望。
So we never lose our hope.
因为你生命当中有神赐给你的亮光。
Because we have the light that God given us in the darkness.
啊，这个叫做福气啊。
This is the blessing.
人生永不绝望的福气。
We never lost our hope.
世界上很多人，你会发觉说，为什么他们生命如此的忧郁啊
？There are a lot of people they really worry about their life.
你知道美国有八千万的人在，美国有八哎多少人？哦，有八百万，至少有八百万人在看心理医生啊。
There are at least 8 million people look for the psychiatrist.
美国每年有3万人自杀。
Every year, there are 30,000 people commit suicide in the United States.
啊，这个这么富足的国家。
Such an abundant country.
啊，这么多有钱人。
So many wealthy people.
但是却有许多人啊，拥有财富从不快乐啊。
A lot of people, they even though they earn their wealth, but they're never happy.
有时候人生遇到一点点小的挫折。
Sometimes there was just a little bit downfall.
他就放弃啦。
They give up.
他就绝望啊。
They hopeless.
他就结束了自己的人生啊。
They ended their life.
我说呀，对一个基督徒来讲哦。
As a Christian.
啊，我们也会遇到黑暗。
We also will encounter the darkness.
困难总是难免。
There will be a difficulty.
但是永远有一个亮光为你而开啊。
So、there always be a light at the end of the
tunnel. 所以人的尽头就是神的起头。
So the end of a human being is the beginning of God.
在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
Everything in God, it will be able.
啊，第四个福气啊。
The fourth blessing.
啊，第四个福气第五节。
In verse 5.
他说施恩与人，借贷与人的这人事情顺利哦。
Good will come to him who is generous and lends freely.
啊，被审判的时候，我会帮你诉说你的冤情。
Who conducts his affairs with justice.
啊，在这里告诉我们说啊，第四个福气就是啊，你的人生事情顺利啊。
The fourth blessing is that, we are, we Our life is not difficult.
好像创世纪二十六章里面在讲的。
Just like Genesis chapter 26.
他说有一个人叫做以撒哦。
There is a person whose name is Isaac.
就是亚伯拉罕的儿子哦。
That is the son of Abraham.
他说以撒挖了一口水井啊。
Isaac dig a well.
结果他的敌人呢就把这个水井抢走了。
And his enemy came and took away the well.
你觉得说没有水井有什么了不起的？
You thought what is the big deal without having a well?
他们住在沙漠里面呢。
Because they are dwelling in the desert.
所以那个水井是他们生命的泉源啊。
The well is really the source of their life.
不只是人要吃用要用啊。
Not only they need to drink and eat from the well.
同时你家里的牲畜牛羊啊全部都要靠这个水井来养活。
But also all the cattle, the sheep and the ox, they need the water.
所以在沙漠里面没有水就绝了生命。
So in the desert without the water, it's very hard to live.
所以以撒挖了一口井。
Isaac dug a hole.
哇马上被敌人抢走啊。
And it was taken away by the enemy.
以撒就让步了。
Isaac let them take it.
他又去挖了第二口水井啊。
He dug another well.
一挖又有水。
And once he dug, there was another well.
你不要忘了他们是在旷野在沙漠里面哦。
Don't forget that they are actually in the desert.
哪里有水可不知道的。
Wherever has the water, they have no idea about it.
连现在的科技，以现在的科技，你在沙漠里要找水都不容易啊。
Even with a current technology, it is very hard to dug a well in the desert.
何况是那个时代的人呢
？Let alone back in that age.
你可以挖十几个地方，一点水都没有的。
It could be happened to you that you dig so many places without a success.
但是以撒换个地方一挖水就出来了。
But Isaac, after he dug the well, there were water.
结果他敌人又来，又把水井抢走了。
So his enemy came again and took away the well again.
以撒再退一步。
Isaac let them took it.
挖第三口水井。
He dug the third well.
一样一挖水就跑出来了。
Again, once he dug on the ground, there were water.
他的敌人就不来了。
So his enemy gave up.
为什么敌人不来了？
Why they gave up?
是因为他不想，敌人不需要水了吗？
Is that they don't need the water anymore?
不是哦。
No.
在沙漠里面水是越多越好啊。
In the desert, you will never lack of any. You will never be short of the water.
但是为什么他们敌人不来了？
But why the enemy didn't come?
因为敌人害怕啊。
Because the enemy was afraid.
敌人跟他讲啊。
The enemy told him.
他说啊，我们看到神与你同在呀。
So we saw that God is with you.
因为啊。我们怎么挖都没有，你随便挖随便有水啊。
Because no matter where we dug, there were no water, but you're different.
要不然我们做好朋友好了啦。
Why don't we be friends?
所以他第三口水井叫做利和伯，就是宽广的意思啊。
So the third of the well means wideness.
所以啊，一个人如果生命当中有神同在啊。
So if a person who has a God to be with them.
虽然有时候别人会欺负你。
Even though you were being taken advantage by
others. 但是你只要靠着神，你的人生的路会越走越广啊。
But if you can rely on God, you can have an even more path to walk.
叫做顺利啊。
This is considered without difficulty.
所以啊，在这里讲到人生的第四福啊，叫做工作上面有神的看顾啊。
And the fourth blessing is that you are looking over by God when you work.
我们可能都有听过黄世明传道的见证哦。
We all might heard about Pastor Huang's testimony.
他以前是电脑工程师啊，写软体的哦。
He used to be a computer science engineer.
结果啊，有一天啊，上班啊，他去公司啊。
And one day he went to work.
结果啊，被公司开除啊。
And he was laid off by the company.
我想说啊，糟糕啊，怎么回？怎么跟老婆交代啊？刚刚买房子，他们刚刚买了一栋房子啊。
Because they have just bought a house, so there he was really worried. How can he go back home and face his wife?
然后他的 in-law 他的那个他的传道娘的爸爸妈妈的妈妈也来跟他们住哦。
And also, his in-law was also living with them back then.
所以整个家庭的用度啊，生活上的花费全部要靠他一个人啊。
So every the whole family's expense will rely on his salary.
结果啊，突然被开除了，不知道就突然被开除了。
And all of a sudden, he lost his job.
他就东西收一收啊。他就只能一路心里祷告求神开路啦。
And he collect all his personal items and he prayed to God in his heart.
回家也不知道怎么跟家里讲啊。
After he went back home, he didn't know how to tell them.
所以回家以后啊，太太就跟他说啊。
And after he went back home, his wife told him,
啊，你怎么这么早下班呢？
How come you come back home so early?
他说，你不要跟我，现在先不要跟我讲话。
He said, please don't talk to me right now.
现在不跟我讲，现在心情很不好，先不跟我讲话。
He said, I'm really in a bad mood.
哦，祷告，啊，回家以后祷告。
So he went back home and prayed.
啊，因为不知道啊，没有路可以走啊，求神开路啊。
Because he doesn't know where is his next step is, so he prayed to God.
他就想一想啊，那怎么办呢？
What can he do?
既然没有工作，那就出去玩吧。
Why don't we go out and travel?
反正公司被开除，公司又给他一个那个 severance pay 啊，就是那个开除的一个津贴啊。
So he has collected a severance pay from the company because of his laid off.
干脆就出去玩啦。
Why don't we go out and travel?
所以啊，他就这样开着车啊，带着全家啊，好像。反正美国绕了一大圈，跑去加拿大，然后绕一圈下来啊。
So he drove his car and take all his family and travel around the United States, even to Canada.
啊，结果啊，玩回来啊，公司打了一个电话给他。
After they came back, he received a phone call from his company.
啊，不好意思啊，我们开除错人了，你可以回来上班吗
？Excuse me, we fired the wrong person. Why don't you come back and work?
那结果他就跟那个公司讲啊。
And he told his family, he told his company.
啊，那这样子我要先问一个问题啊。
I have a question for you now.
你们那时候开除我的时候。我的钱需要还吗
？Do I need to return all those money that I received？
啊，不需要还了，那我回来上班啦。
He said no, okay, I'll come back to work。
啊，所以他就又有工作啦。
So once again, he has his job。
所以祷告靠神啊，总是有一条路开给我们啊。
If we pray to God, there'll always be a way。
啊，所以工作当中虽然有时候会遇到一些困难
，even though sometimes we encounter difficulties in work。
啊，但是因为你工作当中有神给你，有神看顾你啊。
Because we're looking after by God。
啊，所以啊，总是不断的给你开路啊。
And God always will create a path for us.
虽然可能有时候一条路好像走完了。
Maybe you saw the end of this path.
啊，但是只是神要把你带到另外一条新的路的开始。
This is the beginning that God will take you to another path.
这个叫做事业上、工作上神的福气啊。
This is the blessing at our career.
啊，第五个福气哦。
The fifth blessing.
我们早上讲到第六节。
We talked about verse 6 in the morning.
第六节说永不动摇啊。
Surely he will never be shaken.
第七节说不怕凶恶的信息啊。
And verse 7, he will have no fear of bad news.
人生有太多你没有办法预料到的事情啦。
There are so many things, life is so unpredictable.
你今天很平安。
Today we are all at peaceful.
你今天很顺利。
Today we have no difficulties.
你今天很健康。
Today we are healthy.
其实你能够保证你明天也顺利健康平安吗
?Can you guarantee that?Everything will be the same tomorrow.
其实没有的，我们其实没有任何的把握啊。
Of course not.
好，所以明天要遇到什么事，我们真的不知道啊。
So we have no idea tomorrow what will happen.
啊，是不是这个样子
？Isn't it true?
啊，人生有太多的时候，世界上有太多的人呐、啊，现在很顺利，明天就不知道啦。
There are so many people in this world that today they are doing fine, but not tomorrow.
有多少的人呐、啊，今天晚上睡下去，明天早上就没有醒过来啦？
There are so many people who can go to sleep tonight, but they cannot wake up tomorrow.
所以我们的把握在哪里
？So where is our assurance?
其实我们什么都没有把握啊。
We have no assurance.
但是在这里告诉我们说，如果你是义人呢、啊、
？But here it tells us that if we are righteousness,
他说啊，你必不动摇。
You will not be shaken.
而且你不怕凶恶的信息啊。
And you will not afraid of bad news.
你生命当中发生了什么事情
？Whatever happened to you in your life,
你都知道说神可以做你的帮助，做你的依靠。
You will know that we can rely on God.
所以虽然有凶恶的信息发生在你的身上
so even though that we learn the bad news,
但是你不害怕
that we won't be afraid.
因为你知道神总是在你的身边
because we know that God will be with us.
啊，如同保罗所说的
just like Paul said.
啊，当保罗年老的时候
when he gets old.
啊，他被抓到牢里去关起来了
he was in prison.
啊，身旁都没有人啊
there were no one around.
所以保罗最人生年老的时候讲了一句话啊
so Paul said a word.
他说：“众人都离开我了。”
Everyone departed from me.
啊，看起来好悲情啊、哦。
It looks very sad.
啊，怎么这么惨呢、啊？一个人信耶稣、侍奉神到一辈子老了，身旁说大家都离开我了。
How is it so sad that he served God for all of his life, but everyone departed from him?
那、啊、你可能会觉得很可怜啊。
You might think he is very pitiful.
如果你只读你的人生只有第一句话，你真的很可怜啊。
If you onlyread the first sentence, that is, it is truly pitiful.
如果你的人生只有众人都离开我，你真的很可怜啊。
But if it, everyone departed from your life, it is really pitiful.
但是保罗后面第二句话。
But there are a second part of the sentence.
使得他的人生完全升华，超越了悲哀啊。
That his life was elevated through this sadness.
第一句话说，众人都离开我了。
The first sentence says that everyone departed from me.
第二句话说，神常与我同在。
The second said, God is always be with me.
所以我们身旁啊，有时候啊，很多的人在我们的身边。
So a lot of people are around us.
啊，但是有时候却众人都离开你，或者是帮不了你啊。
And sometimes nobody can help you.
我们今天如果遇到很多，我们今天遇到困难啊。
Today if you encounter difficulty,
别人可能可以安慰你。
Maybe people can comfort you.
同情你。
They can be pity at you.
可怜你。
They can feel sorry for you.
但是不见得帮得了你啊。
But they cannot help you.
如果今天你啊去医院检查。
If you go to hospital today,
就医生告诉你说癌症了。
For the checkup, and it turns out you have a cancer.
可能很多人会来安慰你啦。
Many people may come and comfort you.
但是他们的安慰不见得真的能够帮助得了你。
But their comfort cannot really help you.
众人不是不爱你，不是不关心你。
It's not that they don't love you, they don't care for you.
但是你常会感觉众人都离开我，他们没办法了解我，他们不是我。
But sometimes you feel that they don't understand me.
但是在这里说啊，神常与我同在啊。
But here it tells us that God always be with us.
所以虽然有凶恶的信息啊。
So there are bad news.
却不害怕哦。
But we are not afraid.
我去年回台湾啊。
Last year I went back to Taiwan.
结果回台湾啊，去看我的一个亲戚啊。
I went to visit one of my relatives.
他是脑癌哦，脑癌啊。
And he is suffering from a brain cancer.
脑癌啊，应该是很痛苦的啊。
It's truly should be very painful.
他那时候才48岁而已啊。
He was only 48 years old.
所以应该是很绝望，应该是很悲惨啊。
He was supposed to be very desperate.
但是啊，我回去了以后哦。
And when I went back.
当然我回去是参加到他的丧礼，他已经过世了。
Of course, I was I went to his funeral.
但是我跟他的家人啊，跟就是我们的亲戚在聊天啊。
But I was talking to his family.
他说啊，虽然啊，他是脑癌啊。
They told me that even he has suffering from brain cancer.
但是当他离开世间的时候
，But when he depart from this world,
平安稳妥，开心离世啊。
He depart this world with a very peaceful and with a very happy.
为什么？因为有把握可以见耶稣啊。
Because he is assured that he will see Jesus again.
当他刚刚发现脑癌的时候。
When he was diagnosed as a brain cancer,
其实啊是很害怕的啊。
He was very afraid.
怎么48岁就要离开世界呢？
How come he has to depart this world when he was 48?
很不甘心啊。
He was really not taking easily.
医生跟他讲啊，三到六个月就会走啊。
The doctor told him that you only can live another 3 to 6 months.
但是在那三到六个月里面啊。
But during that period of time,
他花了很多的时间来到神面前去寻找答案。
Spent a lot of time coming to in front of God and look for answer.
一开始是很多的为什么，为什么，为什么。
In the beginning, he kept asking why.
但是啊，到最后啊，认知到说神啊，你的路永远都是好的。
But after he realized that all the road that God gave him is a good road.
所以啊，借着苦难的熬炼，信心不断的进步啊。
So through the trials and he increased his faith periodically.
所以医生本来说三到六个月就走了。
So in the beginning, the doctor told him he only has 6 to 3 months to live.
他心里也是准备啊，家里的事情准备，四十几岁就要走了。
And he was prepared, so he can only live around 40 years old.
结果啊，神又让他活了六年啊。
And God actually let him live another 6 years.
在这六年当中，不断的建立他的信仰。
During the 6 years, he kept increase building his faith.
弥补了很多以前的遗憾。
So he will live without any regrets.
所以当他离开世界的时候是很平安的。
When he leave this world, he was really peaceful.
家人、孩子、孙子都在他旁边啊。
So all the family members and all the grandkids are around him.
所以啊，当他离开世界的时候是平安离开啊。
So when he leave this world, he left really peacefully.
原本是让他害怕凶恶的信息。
It was a very bad news to him.
但是因为借着有神的倚靠。
But because of he can rely on God.
所以成为他人生平安的结束。
That will conclude his life as a peaceful ending.
不再害怕。
He doesn't be afraid.
如同保罗一样。
Just like Paul.
保罗说在世间也很好，离开也没有问题。
Paul said, it's good to live in this world, but it's also okay to leave this world.
就算凶恶的信息临到也没有关系。
Even though we receive the bad news, that is okay.
因为我是有神可依靠的人啊。
Because I have God to rely on.
那我们再来看112篇的第九节啊。
Let's look at Psalm 112 and verse 9.
好，诗篇的112篇第九节。
Psalm 112 verse 9.
啊，这里说他施舍钱财，周济贫穷，他的仁义存到永远，他的脚被高举，大有荣耀。
He has scattered abroad his gift to the poor, his righteousness endure forever, his horn will be lifted high in honor.
啊，在这里讲到人生的第六福啊。
This is talking about the six blessings.
什么叫做第六福？
What is the sixth blessing?
啊，第六福叫做你的仁义存到永远，你被纪念被高举啊。
That you will be remembered and you will be lifted up.
啊，今天人啊，很努力的希望被别人所记住哦。
Today everyone strives to be remembered by others.
啊，所以如果你有空哦，你去那个什么大都会博物馆走走啊。
So if you have time, why don't you go to Metropolitan Museum?
你看到有很多的人的雕像哦。
You can see many statue of a man.
很多那个雕像是或者是图画哦，都是哦什么国王啊，什么皇帝啊，什么教宗啊，哇，都是这些人啊。
Many paintings or many sculptures were based on a lot of kings and queens and the pope.
那他希望人啊，哇，常常看到就记住，哇，以前有这个国王，以前有这个很厉害的皇帝啊，希望被记住啊。
They were hoping that the people after when they see all these arts, they will remember them.
但是啊，今天这些图画，这些雕像还在。
But today, all these painting and sculpture, they're still there.
但是有多少人还记得当初的这些风云人物呢？
But how many people can remember what have they done?
人很希望被记住。
Man, as a human being, we try to be, we would love to be remembered.
但是人同时又是最健忘的动物。
But at the same of the time, we always forget.
哦，一百年前的风云人物，你还记得谁呢？
Do you remember anybody who is famous 100 years ago?
你不知道啦。
You don't know.
你今天如果是当代的风云人物，
If you are celebrities today,
你希望被世界所记住，
If you wish to be remembered by this world,
告诉你一百年后也没有人记得你啦。
Let me tell you, after 100 years old, you will not be remembered.
人很希望被纪念啊。
A lot of men would like to be remembered.
啊，却不知道说人却常常被忘记。
But they don't know that the fact that men are really forgetful.
你知道你爸爸妈妈的名字？
You know your parents' name.
你知道你爷爷奶奶的名字吗？
You might know your, do you know your, the name of your grandpa?
糟糕啊，只知道说啊，这个就是爷爷奶奶叫什么名字不知道。
Maybe you know that is my grandpa and grandma, but I don't know their name.
好，那你知道你爷爷奶奶的名字啊？
Maybe if you know their name.
请问你阿祖，你那个什么，你的祖父祖母的名字你记得吗？
Do you know their grandparents' name?
哦啊，那个什么，再来是什么 ？Grand grandparents 啊，曾祖父的名字你知道吗
？Do you know their parents' name?
没有啦，三代以后通通忘光光了。
Maybe you can only memorize only three generations.
所以人不被纪念啊。
So men will not be remembered.
哦，但是在这里告诉你啊，人生的第六福是什么
？But here tells us what is the sixth blessings of men.
你的仁义存到永远。
That your righteousness endures forever.
就是你的人生有价值啦。
That is your value of life.
你的人生被纪念啊。
You will be remembered.
你的人生不见得被人所纪念。
Maybe it's not remembered by men.
不见得被子孙所记得啊。
Maybe it's not remembered by your grandkids.
啊，但是如果你活出一个义人的人生来。
But if you live a righteous life.
你施舍钱财，周济贫穷。
You scatter abroad your gift to the poor.
他说啊，你的仁义要存到永远啊。
That your righteousness endures forever.
在哪里存到永远
？Where?
在神的眼中存到永远啊。
In the eyes of God.
人会忘记你。
People will forget you.
但是神不会忘记你。
God will not.
他说呀，今天人生的价值在于被神所纪念啊。
So today the value of life is that you will be remembered by God.
那我们就要问问自己啦。
So let's ask ourselves.
请问我们今天走了人生这一条道路啊？
So if we walk the path of life,
这一条人生的路其实没有多长啦。
This is not really long.
你说啊，你多会活？
How long can you live?
你活到120算很厉害了吧？
Can you live until 120 years old?
通常没有啦，那个八九十就差不多就很老啦。
Not really. You're doing pretty well if you can live up to 80 years old.
其实这一条人生的路是很快的。
But this path of life is really short.
但是在这短暂的几十年当中
，and during this decades,
我们有没有想过，当我们有一天要离开？
Can we think of one day if we're about to depart?
请问我这一生的价值到底在哪里
？What is my life of value?
我有什么可以呈现在神面前给他看的
？What can we present in front of God?
我有什么可以让神存记直到永远的
Is there anything that we can have God remember me forever?
我们有时候突然发觉没有啊，我们什么都没有啊。
Sometimes we realize none of them.
你的房子车子神不在意啊。
God won't care about your house and your cars.
你的金条银链神也不在乎啊。
God won't care about your jewelries.
那个你说银行里有很多钱，跟神有很大的关系吗
？If you have a lot of numbers in your bank account, will God care about it?
天国可没有这些银行啊。
In heaven, there's no such a bank.
所以你拥有这一些，你要怎么？你这些你带不走啊。
You cannot take anything with you.
所以你人生到底走到最后，你有什么东西可以让神纪念你的
？So what is there to left for God to remember at the end of your life?
这里讲说仁义才能存到永远。
Here tells us that righteousness.
所以在我们努力工作的同时
，So after we work really hard,
我们可以追求更好的生活。
We can pursue a better life.
但是不要忘记一件事情。
But do not forget.
你到底有什么可以带着回去的
？What can you bring back with you？
你站在神面前，你有什么值得给他看的
？Is there anything that you will be able to present in front of God？
所以启示录十四章里面告诉我们啊。
So in the Revelation chapter 14,
我们来看启示录的第十四章啊。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 14.
启示录的第十四章。
Revelation chapter 14.
启示录十四章的。第十三节
，verse 13，
启示录的第十四章十三节
，Revelation chapter 14 verse 13，
十三节，我听见从天上有声音说，你要写下，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们息了自己的劳苦，做工的果效也随着。他们啊，圣经里面讲到你唯一带着走的一件事情啊。
In the Bible, it tells you the only thing that you will be able to take with you.
他说你人生当中啊，你信仰，你人生当中唯一最后能带着走的一样。
The only thing that you will be able to take away with
you. 就是你做工的果效。
It is the effect of your work.
这个就是你信仰人生的价值啊。
This is the value of our life.
你为耶稣而活。
You live for Christ.
你为耶稣而死。
You die for Christ.
在神眼中你就是最有价值的人啊。
In the eyes of God, you are living a valuable life.
所以我们要努力的工作。
So we have to work hard.
但是你活着绝对不是为了工作。
But you live, it's not because of you have to work.
我们也可以赚钱。
We can earn money.
但是神创造你绝对不是只让你来赚钱的。
But God created you not because of to let you work.
神创造你一定人生里面有更高的追求，更大的意义啊。
God created you because of there are something higher to pursue.
要思想。
You have to think.
要寻找。
You have to find.
要得到。
You have to gain.
使你最后在神面前这里说，做工的果效随着你一起回去啊。
So you can take away the effect of your work.
丰丰富富的进神国。
So, abundantly going to the kingdom of heaven.
所以什么叫做人生第六福
？What is the sixth blessing of men?
就是你的人生被纪念在神面前有价值，叫福啊。
Is that what you have done will be remembered in the eyes of God?
那如果你活了一辈子
，If you live all your life，
就算你活得很久很久很久很久啊
，Even though you live a very long, long, long life，
但是在神眼中没有价值。
But in that's worthless in the eyes of God.
他说到神眼前说没有我空手见神啊。
And you actually go to see God empty-handed.
这个叫做可悲的人生啊。
This is a pitiful life.
所以我们人生一定要想清楚。
So we have to think clearly.
我有什么价值可以带走
？What is the valuable thing that we can take away？
我有什么成果可以给神
？What is the result that we can present in front of God？
所以在这里讲说第六福叫做仁义存到永远。
Sixth blessing would be righteousness endure forever.
人生拥有价值。
The life will have its value.
生命被神纪念。
Our life will remember by God.
叫做福。
This is the blessing.
所以我们都希望我们能够活出这样子的福气来啊。
So we all wish we can live this kind of blessing.
但是不要忘记了啊。
But don't forget.
这个人生六福有一个大前提啊。
The six blessings, there is a
prerequisite. 就是义人何等的蒙福啊
！That is to be as a righteousness.
所以这个福气是给谁的
？So who are the one to receive this blessing?
是给义人的啊
！It's for the righteous.
如果不是义人呢
If you are not the righteous one,
啊，那这些跟你其实没有很大的关系啊。
And these has nothing to do with you.
因为这个是义人才能蒙福。
Because these are these blessings for the righteous ones.
啊，要怎么样作为义人呢？
How can we be a righteous one?
才能够蒙这样的福气呢？
How do we gain these blessings?
我们看112篇的第一节啊。
Let's look at verse 1 again.
112篇的第一节。
Psalm 112 verse
1. 啊，这里说，你们要赞美神，敬畏神，喜爱他的命令。这人变为有福啊！那这里告诉我们说，你今天要成为一个义人啊。
Here it tells us that if you want to be a righteous one,
你是不是义人？不是看你圣经有多熟啊，不是哦。
It's not how knowledgeable you are in the Bible.
有人啊，圣经背得很熟啊，还是个坏人啊。
A lot of people they know Bible really well, they're still not a good one.
哇，拿圣经来骂人啊。
They use the Bible to curse people.
拿圣经打人。
They use the Bible to hit people.
啊，所以啊，虽然圣经很熟，不代表是义人啊。
It does not mean that you are a righteous one, even though you understand Bible really well.
法利赛人很懂圣经啊。
So the Pharisees they know Bible really well.
那是主耶稣叫他什么？粉饰的坟墓啊。
So the Lord Jesus called them our
whitewashed
tomb.
哦，就是外面很漂亮。你看那个，有时候你去看那个墓园哈。
If you go to the cemeteries.
啊，美国的墓园好像没有什么很漂亮的啊。
In the United States, the cemetery, they might not look good.
啊，我到阿根廷啊，他们特别带我去参观墓园啊。
When I went to Argentina, they took me have a tour over their cemetery.
啊，那个墓园真的很漂亮啊。
Those cemetery really looks beautiful.
还有很多游览车，专门一车一车的去看坟墓啊。
And there are a lot of tour bus and take them to see the cemeteries.
啊，我在那里待了三个多小时啊。
I stayed there about 3 hours.
啊，问他们说，明天可以再回来吗？
I asked them, can I come back tomorrow?
哦，有的墓园呢，哇，哇，那个尤其是以前哦，哇，那个墓园真的很漂亮啊。
Especially the old cemeteries, it was well built.
啊，所以啊，有的地方啊，那个墓，有的墓啊，真的很漂亮，外面很漂亮啊。
Some of the tomb is really looks very nice.
啊，但是啊，外面不管再怎么漂亮啊。
But not only it looks beautiful outside.
啊，它不能改变它的本质啊。
They cannot change their essence.
就是里面是放死人骨头的啊。
Is that they are putting the dead bodies inside of the tomb.
哦，所以啊，主耶稣说法利赛人啊，就是粉饰的坟墓啊。
So Lord Jesus tells that claim those Pharisees they are white painted tomb.
啊，外面很漂亮，哇，画的弄得很漂亮啊。
Outside looks really nice.
好像很属灵啊。
Looks like they are very spiritual.
好像道理很懂啊。
It looks like they understand a lot of words.
里面都是死人骨头啊。
But within they are all rotten.
没有真正的生命在里面。
There's no true life.
哦，所以今天要成为义人哦。
Today if you want to be a righteous one.
在神眼中的义人不在于你圣经有多熟啊，不是啊。
In the eyes of God, to be a righteous one does not mean you have to really understand the Bible.
而是在于圣经有没有进入你的生命，成为你生命的一部分啊。
Is that the Bible, the words of the Bible, if it really enter of to your body, become part of you.
哦，所以怎么样成为一个神眼中的义人？
So how can we become the righteous one in the eyes of God?
三个要求。
Three requirements.
第一，你们要赞美神啊。
First, you have to praise the Lord.
人生要学会赞美。
We have to learn how to praise.
那但是人怎么样才会赞美呢？
But how can we praise?
人要懂得，你要觉得你很，你要懂得感恩，你才会赞美啊。
We have to be grateful to praise.
哦，这个赞美不是嘴巴讲而已啊。
This is not only lip service.
从心中出来的。
This is coming from your heart.
今天如果你觉得神对你很不好。
Today if you think God is not treating you
really well. 如果你觉得神都没有祝福你。
You think God is not blessing you.
你怎么会赞美呢？
How can you praise him?
今天你如果真正会从心中赞美。
If you can, praise God within your heart.
是因为你觉得神对你很好。
Is that because of you think God treats you really well?
神在你生命当中恩典很多。
God gave you a lot of blessings.
所以你一想到神的恩典，你就感动。
So once you think about God, you're really touched.
你想到啊，没有神，我现在一定很可怜。
You thought about without God, I will be very pitiful.
所以因为懂得感恩，所以懂得感谢。
Because we know how to be grateful, so we learn how to give thanks.
知道怎么样赞美神。
We learn how to praise God.
所以在这里告诉我们，成为义人的第一个要求。
The first requirement to become a righteous one is to
就是对神所给你的恩有感觉。
Is to have a feeling to be grateful to all the blessings that God has given us.
我们有时候觉得啊，神对我们生命当中没有什么恩典啊。
Sometimes we think that we thought that God didn't give us any blessings.
真的是这个样子吗？
Is it true?
啊，有一个弟兄这样子跟我说。
There's a brother who told me.
那这个弟兄啊，他跟我说他的朋友啊，问他啊。
He told me his friend asked him.
他说啊，你信什么耶稣啊？干嘛要信耶稣？
He said, Why are you believing such a Jesus? Why do you believe?
信耶稣会让你发财吗？
Can they give you a fortune?
教会会送你钱吗？
Can church give you money?
信耶稣浪费时间。
It is such a waste of time.
所以应该去赚钱。
So we should go out and earn more money.
那个弟兄就跟他的朋友说。
The brother told his friend.
他说我告诉你啦。
He said, let me tell you this.
我要是没有信耶稣，我现在已经可能已经死掉了。
Without Lord Jesus, I might be dead now.
他说啊，我的朋友哦。他说我的朋友啊，以前的在一起的朋友啊。
He said, all my old friends.
有的被关啦。
Some of them are in prison.
有的已经被枪杀啦。
Some of them are executed.
啊，但是我因为信了耶稣，所以人生走上一条不一样的路啊。
Because I believe in Jesus, I have a totally different path of life.
哦，所以他只要想到说，如果没有主耶稣，我现在可能死掉啦。
So once he thought about Lord Jesus, he knew that he might be dead.
因为这样，所以懂得感恩。
Because of this, he is grateful.
因为懂得感恩，所以学会赞美啊。
Because of he knows how to give thanks, he know how to praise.
哦，所以我们有懂得怎么赞美神吗
？Do we really know how to praise God?
不是嘴巴讲啊，感谢主。美主不是啊，不是用嘴巴讲啊。
Not only just lip service saying, praise God, praise God.
你的赞美是从内心最深处发出来的。
Your praising should come from the bottom of your heart.
是你生命中最真实的写照啊。
It is a true fact of your life.
所以第一，你要赞美神。
So first, you should know how to praise God.
第二，你要敬畏神啊。
Secondly, you have to fear God.
啊，什么叫做敬畏神
？What does it mean to fear God?
就是认识到神在你生命当中的权力。的力量啊
，is that to recognize the authority that God has in your life？
啊，知道说神是你人生的主宰
，you know that God is your master，
愿意把你的人生交托在他的手中
，you're willing to give your life to Him。
哦，所以当我们认识到说神才是我生命的主人
，so when we understand realize that God is our master，
这个才叫做敬畏神啊。
This is know how to fear God。
如果你呀、啊，如果你爱怎么做就怎么做啊
，if you do whatever you like。
哦，神讲的话参考参考就好了。
God's word is just for our reference.
人生是我的
，Life is mine.
决定是我的
，My decision.
神要怎么样那是他的事情。
Whatever God wants to do is His business.
我是神，我是我生命的主宰。
I am the master of my life.
你把你跟神自己，你把你跟神放在同一个位置。
You put yourself as the same position as God.
这里讲说你不懂得敬畏神啊。
Here tells you that you are not, you don't understand how to fear God.
我说一个人如果懂得敬畏神
，If one knows how to fear God,
他能够谦卑的在神的面前
，They can humbly in front of God.
认识到说我们的生命在神的手中
，They can understand that our life is in the hand of God.
并且学会求主耶稣带领我们的脚步
，And we can learn how to ask God to lead our life.
这个才叫做敬畏啊。
This is a fear God.
哦，所以啊，我们到底懂不懂得敬畏神
？Do we know how to fear God?
有时候嘴巴常常讲啊，敬畏神啊，敬畏神啊，常常讲啊。
Sometimes we say fear God, fear God.
传道在台上常常讲。
The pastor always tells this in up there on the pulpit.
啊，信徒坐在底下一直点头，对对对啊。
And the members are nodding their heads down there.
啊，回家以后该干嘛还是干嘛。
And after they go back to their home, they still do the same thing.
没有嘛，所以为什么生命当中看不到神的福气
？No, why? Because that is why we don't see our blessings in our life.
因为生命当中没有学会交托跟敬畏。
Because we didn't understand how to be fear God.
没有学会把生命的主权交托给神。
We didn't give away the authority of life to God.
第三，这里说喜爱他的命令啊。
The third is to delight in His commands.
所以这里讲说你要成为义人三个要求啊。
There are three requirements to be a righteousness one.
学会从心中的赞美。
To praise God from the bottom of our hearts.
学会真正的敬畏。
To truly fear God.
第三个，学会遵守他的命令啊。
And to obey His command.
哦，所以啊，我们今天作为一个基督徒哦。
Today as a Christian.
绝对不是你爱怎么做就怎么做哦。
It is whatever we can do whatever we want.
有些人以为啊，信耶稣得自由啊。
A lot of people thought, oh, to believe in Christ to gain the freedom.
哦，所以很多基督徒啊，爱干嘛就干嘛，我是自由的，我是自由的。
So a lot of Christians thought they can do anything because they are free.
乱讲啊。
This is not true.
哦，所以啊，保罗告诉我们啊。
So Paul tells us,
他说不要把自由当作放纵情欲的借口啊。
Do not take freedom as an excuse to live a wild life.
啊，所以神所赐给我们的自由是什么
？What is the freedom that God gave us?
守道理的自由。
It is the freedom to obey the word.
爱神的自由。
It is the freedom to love God.
活出一个敬虔人生的自由。
It is the freedom to live a godly life.
所以啊，我们今天要蒙神的福气。
So today, if we want to receive the blessings,
要得到啊，要能够成为神眼中的义人。
To become the righteous one in the eyes of God.
第三个告诉我们说，你要守命令啊。
The third one is to obey the command.
所以啊，在约翰福音里面啊，主耶稣告诉我们啊。
In the Gospel of John, Lord Jesus told us.
主耶稣说，你若爱我啊
，If you love me,
你就会守我的诫命啊。
You will obey my command.
所以基督徒的人生绝对是有规矩的人生。
So the life of a Christian must be a life with a rule.
哦，一定是守律令啊，守圣经教导的人生。
So it's a life that obey the words of God.
这个才叫做义人，才能够蒙神的福气啊。
This is a righteous one that will be received the blessings from God.
所以求主耶稣能够让我们好好检讨一下自己的生活。
So please let the Lord Jesus let us to reflect our life.
使我们学会赞美。
So we can learn how to praise.
使我们能够敬畏。
So we can be fear.
使我们能够喜爱他的命令。
So we can love his commands.
如果我们能够做到这样子。
If we can done all these.
在这里说，这些福气要丰丰富富的加在你跟我的身上。
Here, all this blessing will be abundantly come upon us.
使我们能够在世享福。
So we can enjoy the blessing in this world.
来世有盼望。
And we will be hopeful for our future life.
使我们每个人能够丰富进神国。
So every one of us will enter the kingdom of God.
我们一起唱诗哦。
Let's all sing hymn.
112首。
112.